Hey everyone, welcome to the show. It's Victor Okwachi here, and I'm hanging with the boys and a very, very special guest.
Special guest.
It's your boy Emmanuel as usual.
J boy on the show now. The exclusive special guest.
Our special guest
straight
for this
from Camp Nou.
Straight from Spotify. Spotify Camp Nou.
Yeah.
Come on, you say we no day here. We are for big noise.
Right. That girl says you don't day. You don't keep my papa.
On today's show, we'll be talking about a very stacked game week of football across Europe's top 5 leagues, with goals and drama galore. We'll also discuss our FPL and we'll catch a few vibes on the show. So guys, this is not the first thing that I'm supposed to be discussing, but we signed Eric Ten Hag. Yeah. Woo, woo!
how many coaches have you signed since?
How many coaches have Real Madrid signed since?
We are always a commercial team.
Guy, at least we are going to get a coach that is going to play good football at the bare minimum. At least, even if we don't win anything.
That's what you said.
We're going to play good football. Which current coach?
This is your current coach. That's what you said. That he was the father of club.
this guy scammers.
That guy is a waste.
Sign back, manager.
but forget about.
You said you were going to be the Champions League.
Aside the pitch football, bro, what the guy is doing behind the scenes is mad. Like he's the one that.
What has he done?
What are we talking about?
Eric Ten Hag.
No, we're talking about Ragnick. It's not Ragnick we're talking about.
No, we're talking about Eric Ten Hag.
Okay, let's talk about Ten Hag.
Okay, about Ten Hag.
What has he done?
He has won two Dutch Cups. He has won two...
That's away from the club. You know, Man U. Man is a club.
About Man U, he hasn't come yet now. He hasn't signed any player yet.
So let him just calm down.
He's just basically an average coach.
Exactly. He's coming.
He's coming from where? Ajax. Mm-hmm. What has he achieved in Ajax?
He has won the league twice. Mm-hmm. He has won their cup twice.
In a Farmers League. Where you have only...
That's worse than the Farmers League.
Where you have only PSV and Ajax. The only two European clubs.
Ajax are having a better
squad.
Yes. I agree with what you are saying, bro. But at Ajax, you go check him first. At Ajax, he doesn't have the budget that he has at Man U right now. And at Ajax, his team, he has made two generations of team. His first team.
See, he sold everybody.
Now he has done his second generation.
Like if you're having pretty much goosebumps, but I just reduce it.
No. I'm not expecting trophies in the first season.
Trophies.
What I'm expecting is just, I need him to clear out Deadwood. I need him to sign new players. And I want him to play beautiful football. That's all.
Was just Tuchel. A coach like Tuchel and Eric Ten Hag is nothing.
See, I don't know why
you guys are writing off.
We're not writing off. United now like this, they need drastic change, guy.
See, I don't know why
people
are saying
the change from
people have players. Like players. I don't know.
Which player?
They have players.
Guy, we don't have
their players have deformed.
The players have they have betrayed us. The players have betrayed. Because we have actually good players.
Do you think to assemble a team?
But they don't play for us.
Like, let me just ask you, do you think to assemble a team worthy to win a Premier League or a Champions League is easy?
Besides, who wants to come to United and play conference?
Let's say everybody wants to come to Man U. But do you think it's easy?
Nobody wants to come to Man U.
I don't know why you guys are making this sound like one kind of big deal. If you have a coach that, look, I've seen it countless times. I've seen it at Liverpool I've seen it at Man City. I've seen it at Man City with Guardiola. I've seen it at Chelsea with Tuchel. Lampard assembled a squad. He couldn't use it, but a coach that could use his game and used it. Exactly. But now you guys are writing us off. We've got a coach that knows what to do.
Tuchel signed. He didn't sign much. No.
Lampard already made all of the signings.
So I'm just trying to tell you, bro.
Who do you have on ground now? They want to lead the team around now.
On ground, we have £200 million to spend in the summer.
Get £200 million won't do anything.
Dude, I just need a right winger. I need a central defensive midfielder. I need a striker. Okay, I need a lot of players. But we are not going. Look. We are not going to go assign it's not big stars again. We are not going to go assign big stars again. We are going to sign players that the manager wants.
Because you're not. That is not an excuse. You're not going to sign a big star. No star we want to come to United.
Dude, mine has pool. Forget. Mine has pool.
See, mine need a system. That's what you need.
We've got the system coach now. I don't know what's your problem.
The Glazers then, just go. That's it. They should just go.
Easier said than done. They should be just protesting go. For how long?
They should just go. That's it. Yes. Because it's a commercial team.
And that's what they want to do to this coach.
Commercial team.
After he succeeds. They just, if they succeed, they now want to poacher the team and make it more, even more marketable.
They just brought somebody that will just fit into the picture.
That's it now. So you see,
Eric Ten Hag.
So you should not be happy. These are different European name. But that's what football is made for.
You should not be happy about the coach.
You need coach that.
I'm excited about the coach because I've seen the coaches.
Any coach that with that team.
Does he have the mind to
beat all those players?
Guy, I've watched the guys. Pattern of football is mad, and all of the stories that I read before we appointed him,
for me,
it was like people were saying that it was the guy that was interviewing Man U.
The red flag, signing Eric Ten Hag was that defeat to Benfica, that loss to Benfica. Their defense, the setup was just so.
Did you watch the match?
I watched the first leg.
Who was pressing? It's not a smash and grab that Benfica did. Ayers were on the front foot throughout the match.
But let me tell you, that is how most of the Premier League teams play in Premier League. They will just go and lock the house and do smash and grab. So if you cannot beat that...
Dude, we are battling about someone that
hasn't... Especially...
What is he going to do with players like them? Maguire? What is he going to do with players like Bruno Fernandes?
Pogba is out.
Yeah, Pogba is going. What would you do with Ronaldo?
Ronaldo should be out.
But let's move on. We'll spend a lot of time talking about my.
Because me, I'm not trying to tell you about this. Your coach team is not the end.
You will work for you.
You still come back.
That's it. Because you.
That's the fucking lie. That's the fucking lie. Why am I? I've seen it.
United will struggle with Leicester.
I don't know why people. Okay, I've seen it with Liverpool. I've seen it with Chelsea. I've seen it with Man City. But when it comes to Man, it will not work. I hear you guys.
You're going to struggle with
your owners. Because of your owners.
The
Glazers need to be good. They need to be.
Let's move on. Let's talk about results from last week. We start with Ronaldo's hat-trick at the weekend versus Norwich. Haters gonna hate.
No, there was actually a good, at least he scored a free kick goal. Yay! Because he has not done that in a long period of time.
Guy, he has one free kick goal over 2 years.
But then, do you want to make me laugh?
But that was his 60th career hat-trick. Do you want to make
me laugh? In Norwich, he's scoring Man with 2 goals.
Everything.
I thought we were just talking about Ronaldo.
You're talking about Ronaldo. You're talking
people,
about Pansu.
People that went for a relegation are scoring Man U 2 goals.
You're conceding.
Come on, Man U.
The team is shit. You're telling Man U is coming.
You're encouraging them.
I know that the team is shit.
I was like,
dead team.
Ronaldo hat trick. And I saw the score. 3-2. I was like,
I watched the match. It was 2-0. Then the guys equalized.
Jesus.
Southampton actually.
Maguire shaky.
Then you all made me laugh in that match. Maguire, you wanted to kill Pogba.
Pogba was angry. Guy, you could see. If Pogba was
his right, he was like,
he was fasting,
this shit player. Yeah.
Because he was fasting, guys.
So Arsenal versus Southampton.
That's the circle of life there.
1-0.
Circle of football.
Arteta overthinking like Pep Guardiola. Because normally, on paper, he's supposed to beat Southampton. He had everything.
I had like 2 Arsenal players in my team, but as they lost to Southampton, but I vexed and I removed them.
Believe
them. They now surprised me.
We'll get to that. Liverpool versus Manchester. I said Liverpool first. Liverpool versus Manchester City 3-2 in the FA Cup. Liverpool progressed, defeating City. They are going to meet Chelsea.
Liverpool got reward for being consistent and not and like having first team players, because that was what fucked Man City up.
Yeah, Guardiola, yeah. Guardiola.
Once you go and sit some players in the bench for quite, they will come back rusty.
So
like that, Angola was so fucking was not even Ederson's level safe. He was just like one.
Well, why would you compare him to Ederson? Second choice.
But we all know Guardiola for keeping his team very, very rigid. All the time, his team is not that
rusty. Anybody can just come in.
Guy, they just finished playing one of the worst teams in Europe. Atletico Madrid.
That was World
War. They fought in the dressing room. At the entrance,
it was Jagrish. I was pitying.
Guys, they put Jagrish's hair.
They were playing like his hair.
So imagine you going through that kind of.
They went through PTSD.
Bro, after the match, I heard that Cancelo was injured. I was like, eh.
De Bruyne picked up.
Enoch. Guy, that Atletico match was
bro. No, that Atletico. Massive, they'll come and pour the bags on Madrid.
I hope so.
They'll go pour bags on us.
Yeah, on Tuesday, oh my God. Liverpool hammered United 4-0.
Yeah.
At Anfield.
Was anyone expecting anything to come out?
Nope.
Man U fans,
I wanted us to lose respectively.
Respectively.
You have any player that is playing or 2-1. Good football respectively.
No, Ronaldo is playing good. At least Ronaldo is the only
Ronaldo player. Is not playing.
Ronaldo
is picking his events. There's one thing I noticed about Ronaldo. I want to catch him
Which career? He's 37 now. What are you expecting?
They played Man City, Ronaldo.
See. Did you know
Ronaldo, they said Ronaldo was injured.
he traveled
back to Portugal. Man City defeated them. Man, you didn't play.
He came back and he played.
What are you saying? Ronaldo played in the 5-0 defeat that Liverpool did to us. It's nothing like that. Ronaldo
has been running. He has been picking
Ronaldo is 37. Ronaldo is not going to play every match for you. He's not going to play every match.
He's not going to play. But you pick. But you play matches like Norwich for me.
What about Cavani? Cavani now is not a footballer, he's just getting salary.
Cavani and Bale, they are in the same class.
Bale
is available. Bale is not just
the
coach.
Bale is fit playing golf.
Let's move on to Arsenal versus Chelsea. Very, very surprising results.
I didn't expect it.
I didn't expect it. A three-match 4-2. Arsenal defeated Chelsea at the bridge 4-2.
I think
that was a crazy match.
Ateta was overthinking it. He got it right.
He made the change that he was supposed to make. Eleni was supposed to start.
I just believe that
you need Eleni and that
Shaka of a team.
What's that boy, that Akwanga?
Sambi.
Supposed to be on the bench.
That's what happens when your second team is not in good form. Because actually, Thiago Silva was not playing. He just rested some of his main players. I don't know why he did that. Maybe he he benched his guys.
Because
Rudiger said, didn't play. You understand? You not play Rudiger, you not play Thiago Silva.
Wow! He had
to play the Christensen. So he just took his
time. But Arsenal, kudos to Arsenal. Arsenal took their chances.
Exactly.
I'm officially saying this. Barcelona are not saying Christensen. Which means nothing.
You guys are already.
It's a Baba agreement, guy. Baba agreement can be broken, guy.
You want shoot you up.
Guy, Baba agreement can be broken, guy. We are officially not signing.
Are you a backer spokesperson?
Yeah. I'm coming straight from Camp Nou. We are not signing.
I believe you.
We are not signing.
But I believe it might not be working for him in Chelsea.
No.
But it might work for him in Barcelona.
Let's move on.
No.
Manchester City put on the pressure. They won 3-0. Now they are leading Liverpool.
Are you expecting Man City to lose any match? Like in Premier League?
Dude, I'm expecting Guardiola to fuck up. Because he overthinks sometimes.
The one guy,
I swear.
Guardiola.
But if it's one
once
point,
he comes, once he comes to winning the league,
it's crucial.
Guardiola knows how to win.
He knows how to win
the league.
I'm not expecting Liverpool.
He has not winning the league since November.
I'm not expecting Liverpool to win the league. I'm not expecting them. Let us carry the FA Cup.
They are playing Tottenham.
Yes, City's features are actually easier than Liverpool's.
We live about playing Tottenham.
Yeah, they have much
Tottenham. So in Spain's La Liga, Benzema scored the winner in Sevilla's match 3-2.
He did shit yesterday. I won't banter him. He did shit yesterday. He missed two pitches.
Barcelona lost to Cadiz.
Here we go again. La Liga giving Benzema penalties.
I want to hear this. Oh, please, stop.
I've never heard this.
Yeah, you know. How many against Celta Vigo? How many penalties did Madrid have?
But bro,
like Madrid every day they are constantly getting penalties. But guys,
has it not worked out for it against Sevilla?
Against Sevilla.
Which of your which of
I don't blame Sevilla.
Which of your players take it?
They should come and carry
back. You know who is the highest?
Which
Ballon Masha? Masha gave them the lead in this match.
That's not your highest goal scorer.
My highest goal scorer is Aubameyang.
Person that just came January.
Yeah.
Just imagine. To show you that you people are not serious. Because from June, nobody has been able to score enough goals till Aubameyang came.
We are rebuilding. Memphis.
Memphis, that you don't want him again.
Which Memphis?
Like, I don't know what's your problem.
We are looking at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is Lewandowski coming in.
Do you want Lewandowski?
Do you want Lewandowski?
If I give you Lewandowski, you
I will take Lewandowski, but you guys are going for Haaland.
Haaland.
Nobody will sign Haaland for that deal.
Only a desperate team.
It's close now.
That's the clause. But there are other things. To sign Haaland will reach. We are talking about 200 plus. We are talking about 240 million. Because Haaland's dad needs settlement.
Lewandowski is actually a great player. It will be a great fit. So you guys lost.
So let me get something. You want to ask me DP? You want to have?
We are not having the DP. DP is leaving.
Okay.
Obviously.
Okay. You want to have a
break. Adama is going back.
You want to have a
break. Braithwaite is leaving. Luke Dunk
is going.
We are having Ansu Fati probably in the team.
I'm not forgetting the player name.
I was on his Instagram.
And then we are having Dembele.
Stay. I thought you guys wanted Dembele
to stay. If Dembele stays, then we bring in Rafinha, and then.
Rafinha from Leeds.
Yeah. Rafinha, and then you have your Lewandowski.
Boom. Yeah. I feel you. But I heard you guys haven't won against Cadiz since 2006. Yeah,
that's the cost, man. That's the biggest cost.
You guys call Baka. Thanks.
Guy. They are
even with Messi, we are playing 1-1 draw with them.
This guy is a collector now and he's steady.
Guy, their Twitter admin was savage. The guy just went on Twitter or just bantering.
No, but ba, I think these days, ba, for you to be a good club, ba, you might not be a good club on feet. Just have a good Twitter
admin.
Just have a good Twitter admin. So
like, I remember when Villarreal Twitter admin did to Bayern. Guy, they made this picture.
That's posting all holy ghosts.
Villarreal admin said that. Posted that Bayern plays in the farmer's league.
Imagine that.
Villarreal of all people. Villarreal of mine.
Your match yesterday, Real Madrid, you guys were Osasuna 3-1.
That match, we literally bench everybody except for Benzema. Because our team, everybody knows it's Benzema that's carrying us. Not like carrying, but we are carrying each other.
How you carry each other? Benzema is carrying that team like
Benzema carry like his personal matter.
Yes,
Benzima jacked that team. Yang.
No, Benzema,
he has support of Vini and Modric.
Yeah, exactly. He has to, you see, exactly. If there's no support, him and his game will be bad.
Let's quickly.
But he's giving the assist.
He's giving assist.
He's the one supporting and he's the one carrying the team at the same time. How are you saying?
You know why? Because he's giving the assist at the push up. You know why? He's like a good playmaker. He doesn't just score. You understand? He sees the whole picture. I'm not saying he's
Benzema is carrying the team.
He's carrying the team now. No doubt. He's the one carrying the team.
Like
no
you guys, doubt. You guys have doubts if you go to watch match Benzema and you do your lineup. We will start the field. Let's move on. Napoli, Roma. It was a 1-1 draw between them. And then Juventus needed a 90+5 equalizer from Vlahovic.
I don't know what
against
Juventus
Bologna.
I don't know what's their problem.
Like for real, when I saw Allegri coming back, I was like, Juventus is going to come back. Oh.
But what Sarri and
Pelu
did, man.
They've
relegated that Juventus team, guy. At the start of the season, where was Juventus?
They sold Ronaldo.
There was a maturity. They just sold him, just like that. No replacement.
Like the way they were doing their business.
I don't know who sanctioned that deal for Cancelo and
he was busy allowing Bonucci.
And
he was CPRing Bonucci and Chiellini.
Because they were giving him results and he was afraid.
Those guys are supposed to be retired now, guy.
So there's the Champions League coming back.
The old ladies for a reason. Because they have old players.
No, but Juventus next season, just fear them. Because they still need.
But do you think they need a Dybala
Dybala should go. They don't need him.
Ronaldo came to Juventus, met Dybala, outscored Dybala and left him.
See the salary he's demanding.
Dybala,
he's demanding for...
He's not a midfielder. He's not an attacker. So he's just
living on the hype that
he had before.
Yeah, he's a golden boy, all that. But for me,
but he's actually good though. But I just don't.
He's just an average. Just like guy, how many matches have he?
He's just
how
like
many matches has he played
just
for?
He's
for
playing like in school. Like just playing like in school. We don't need a midfielder that will not do the full work of a midfield. Then you not need an attacker that is not doing the full work of an attacker. So he's just in between.
Just false attacker, false midfielder.
You understand? So he's just causing. The only person that can pull that off, it will be like a Messi. Like, because you play a free wing, you're lost everywhere, and then you actually pull it off.
And he's not a Messi.
Like, a Messi in Barcelona.
Not a Messi again.
A Messi in Barcelona, because a Messi like, in PSG.
What are you saying? Messi in PSG.
You have to also open Messi's account in PSG.
Why? What are you saying? Messi in PSG. What are you saying? Messi in
PSG. From Ballon d'Or winner, but that guy has become top 20 players. Messi is not the
among. What are you saying, guy? What are you saying?
I'm saying everything. Are you a football fan? Or are you a Messi fan?
What are you saying?
But guy, be honest with yourself. Dude,
what has been for me?
Wait, okay.
For me, that change, Messi to PSG, is a good, it's a very, very good.
No,
on,
that,
paper, on paper, on paper, on paper,
top
is a very good, very good
attack.
I thought Messi is going to be the highest goal scorer in football history.
You know Messi. He's because playing, of that. Wait. You know.
Let him.
You know
his point.
He's playing against. He's playing in his team. He has Mbappe, who is averaging 30 goals, 40 goals per season. No, he has Neymar also.
Mm-hmm. That one is not a footballer.
Who is averaging those goals? I know Messi. Messi is not like he wants to come and feel superior and all that. We know how Ronaldo is. He has that authoritative person.
So what works for you, bro?
What's that?
What works for you,
guy? Messi. In
three
PSG.
Goals. Three goals.
What's three goals?
Three goals.
How many assists?
10 assists, that's all. So
how many assists?
Let's move over 10 assists.
And he has played, you know, he had injury played part. Injury played part.
It's PSG.
And you know he's somebody. Messi is like.
Dude, all I'm hearing from you now are excuses.
Guys, there's nothing like excuses. That switch is a drastic change. Messi did not plan for that change.
Jesus.
Messi did not plan that change.
Ronaldo planned to go to Man U.
Messi did not plan for that change.
Ronaldo planned to go to United.
Ronaldo can. Ronaldo can even leave. I leave United today. He can, if they transfer with the open, Ronaldo can leave. I even go to Plateau United and still play his football.
That's
because that's Ronaldo can adapt in anywhere.
But you are saying
but Messi, it was a draft.
Dude, you are making excuses,
guy.
Messi is a seven-time Ballon d'Or winner.
Exactly.
There's this standard.
So exactly, he is supposed to be the one that shows.
What standard?
He's a seven-time Ballon d'Or winner.
Who else in football history has seven Ballon d'Ors?
Who else should be able to adapt at a football level, if not for Messi?
If not a seven-time Ballon d'Or winner.
Seven Ballon d'Or.
Messi, because he has seven Ballon d'Ors.
Dude,
you can go to Norwich and play and then...
Yes.
Dude, we can literally...
This is not...
It's not Rashford we are talking about here,
it's Messi, yo.
Let's just move on.
Who is in PSG? Mbappe. They gave
even if Ronaldo is in, even if Ronaldo is signed to PSG, he's going to be under Mbappe.
There's no player on earth that will not be under Mbappe's shadow because he's the best player in the world. There's nobody on Mbappe's level now.
If you sign anybody, you want to
let me give you this.
He's going
Ronaldo
to be
came, bro, deformed to show you that
guys,
Ronaldo is not irrespectful.
Guys, let's move on. There's Champions League next week.
Man City
host Real Madrid.
Good.
I don't want Man City to win Champions League, but this guy is too arrogant.
I don't want Man City to win Champions League now.
Vilky Villarreal.
Let Villarreal win it.
Chelsea,
people are so useless.
I don't want Man City.
Beginning of the Champions League. Who had ever picked Villarreal to be the Champions League?
We don't know until after they remove Farmers by
hand. Emery's biggest European
league. Villarreal, I actually salute them because
Villarreal are playing Liverpool. Are they hosting Liverpool?
Their group was not easy. Their group was not easy. Mm. Yeah, like their whole journey itself was not easy. It took determination and
they really tried.
Spanish teams, you know, they have one stupid mentality of only staying in Europa and doing it in Europa and keep conquering Europa till they retire. But this is the people that they actually won Europa last season And then they took the bold step to go further.
They actually have good players on form and their coach is doing well. Like, their team is good.
They have a bunch of average players.
We just know that Arsenal was just the problem when Emery was at Arsenal.
See, that's why I tell you, in Premier League, bar, it's always... That's what I'm telling you. That's what, this point I said. A good coach can come to Premier League and not form. It's Premier League. You have like 10 good coaches now in Premier League.
Yeah, the amount of good coaches in
Premier League. And then the small team.
How many
small
good coaches are in Premier League, guy?
Guys,
they're
up to 10 now.
How?
Pep Guardiola.
Yeah.
Klopp.
Yeah.
Tuchel.
Yes.
Conte.
Yes.
David Moyes.
What are you saying?
David Moyes is good, bro.
David Moyes is not good. What is
coach?
Come on.
How would you define a good coach, guy?
A good coach. Minimal.
A good coach has won everything.
A good coach is someone that is doing that is like why I call him Moyes. He's overachieving currently. This
overachieving. Are you forgetting that Moyes was at Real Sociedad. He was sacked. He was in La Liga. They sacked him at Real Sociedad. He was in Manchester United. He was sacked. You can't call David Moyes.
He's at West Ham.
David Moyes is just living on season form based on.
Last season was good, bro.
Where did they end up?
They ended. That's why they went to Europa now.
They went to Europa and now they're in semi-final.
They removed a Lyon in Europa.
Dude, the Premier League is trying.
Premier League have too much. See, even Burnley sacked
Graham Potter guy. Graham Potter
sacked because
Sean Dyche has
a good.
He's over 6 years. His transfer budget has been 23 million.
We are not talking about what you are supposed to see instead of good coach. They are. Good coaches in Premier League.
Exactly. Now every league
in the top leagues, in the top clubs, and then we have average.
Then see Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace, who's their coach?
Yeah. An average.
He's good.
Average. He's average.
But dude, if you compare it to other leagues, if you know past three teams, exactly. You don't finish with that.
Let's talk. Call for me five good coaches in La Liga.
In La Liga, what? As I said,
even
as I said. A good coach has won everything.
Guys,
there is to win. Ancelotti is a good coach.
He's a good coach.
Diego Simeone is a good coach. We have Unai Emery is a good coach. So what are you saying?
But you see, you don't finish with that.
Yes. That's almost the same numbers you have in Premier League. In Premier League, we have four in Premier League.
From the top six guys.
Conte.
Yes.
Pep.
Tuchel. Yes. Klopp. Yes,
Ten Hag.
That's all.
Which one? Ten Hag. They call Ten Hag is a good coach. Are you crazy?
And what has he won in Europe?
Come on,
a good coach.
We don't need a local champion.
Ten Hag is a local. Is a local champion.
Yeah, Steve Gerrard said that.
Guy, let's move on.
All average coaches.
They are good coaches, bro.
Guy. All right, now we are going on a break now. But before we go on a break, I'm going to ask you guys three dream signings that you want for your team.
For my team
this summer.
Madrid. A good right back and a good centre back.
Who?
Probably James. But if you can get a Cancelo.
You can dream now.
Say dream.
James Agnes. Yeah.
Cancelo. Give me Cancelo.
And
then shall the centre back that still will fit us. Let's just go for Rudiger. Because he's good. So that Alaba can go back to left back. That Mendy is not fit to be our left back. Then Mbappe, straight up.
Let's hear from Barca.
For me. Robert Lewandowski. That's not me, Jason. It's something that will happen.
That's most of what I'm saying. But most of our signing is something that's
going to happen. It's something that's
going to happen. Because we are
going for Rudiger. And then, I think my last pick should be
you only gave me one. Signing.
And then we have Rafinha also.
From Leeds.
Rafinha coming. That one too. Then this one is, I want just... That one, Jose Koundé.
You don't have Longlet again. You don't have Clement
Longlet.
That Christensen coming in, they should just cancel.
Let me advise you about French defenders.
No, Koundé on paper is a very good. He's a utility player.
Bro, Liverpool searched for that guy.
He's good, dude. He's good, dude. I'm not saying
no. I don't understand.
I'm just afraid of French defenders. Those guys are waste.
No,
they will just form two seasons, then they will deform. The only player that
Varane has been at the top for.
Varane is
injury that plagued him this season. We all know the games that Varane played.
How many French players do you have? You have Umtiti, you have Lenglet.
Oh, la, oh shit.
You have not repented and you still want to go for another French defender.
No, Jusconé is a very good defender.
What's a French defender, bro?
So what are you saying?
Longley,
you have a French striker. Who is complaining?
Longley was very good when he came. Strikers
are not bad. Who is complaining?
Strikers are not bad.
Who is complaining?
But those are defense.
So, let me see my order. My three dream signings.
You
need a level dream signing. Should I do level?
Should I do level? Should I do level? Should I do level?
You need like 15 plus.
Okay, should I do 15?
Yes. I have 15.
If it's 20, say, I have 20 dream signings.
Yes, no.
My first 20 dream signings are everybody to cut out.
You need a pastor to break that yoke, man. United.
You need course. To go online first.
If it's dream size, I have 30 dream size. Well, let me narrow it down to 3.
Yeah.
I need Rudiger for my defense.
Anybody want to call it Rudiger?
I want Tchouaméni for my defensive midfield. And I need Anthony for my right wing. Anthony from Ajax.
Me, my problem with you is you haven't finished settling your defense. You want to go for attack.
It's a 3 dream signing now.
Who has scored the goals? Would Bruno be paying the false nine that Ralf Rangnick has been playing him? Or how would you do
it? It's 3 now. I can't.
You want to see?
I told you I have 30 dream signings.
No, you can wish for more, please.
Let me start. Just I need a new left back.
Yeah.
I need new left back. So,
Telles and Alex, sure.
Should we still stay with
Maguire? They're average. I'm just beginning now. I need a new left back.
Your problem in defense is just one person.
It's Maguire now. That's why I'm going to change Maguire to Diga now.
That's the first person you're supposed to say.
I want his James. I want his James for my right back. Wow. I don't know. I want his James.
Because
in my midfield, I want my midfield to be Tchouaméni or Neves.
On how they scored that one goal, they will now concede like 2 goals. Yeah.
They will not even score the goals.
They
will concede the goal, then they will try to.
See, do you know what you need? A defender that's like Van Dijk that will organize the team.
Did you say a defender? I need like 4 defenders. I need 3 defenders. I need new fullbacks.
See what
left
Van Dijk
and right back. I need
Van Dijk
new fullbacks.
Came,
I need center back.
Defense. But he now organized the defense from behind.
They built the defense around him. That's what you need first. How much did they sign Van Dijk? 75. United are giving Eric Ten Hag 200 million. Will he spend 75 million to sign?
Man, you have chill. Let's talk about.
And they are going for Pau Torres.
You know what I'm talking about. Man, you don't need to buy players like that. It's just the system they need. They have a Varane that is good. You understand?
And
Lindelof is a Sweden captain to show you that he has words.
Captain.
They just need to bench Maguire. I don't know. Then they need to give their players morale. That's all.
Dude, Maguire should just catch that case that he had. Guy, we are going on a break. You guys don't insult United for here.
Nah, everybody.
We'll be back after this break. Alright guys, welcome back to the show. This is the FPL segment. We are going to talk about our FPL teams and many other things. So the highest in our league was Kayode. Kayode was the highest.
I didn't know.
104 points. He had Ronaldo, he had Salah. He feasted. Then James Tibbard was the second with 75. That guy, he didn't enter 2000.
That's nice.
Then Jephthah with 72. And then and so on and so forth. My own points were 51. Your points were 46.
Yeah, this week didn't work out for me. I gave a Tottenham team. I thought they were playing against a Brighton. I gave Kane. I gave him my captain, and the guy did rubbish.
I removed Salah, and guess who I brought?
And then, do you know who's my vice captain? Salah.
I removed Salah. Do you know who I brought? I brought in Maddison because Maddison had double game week. Madison Kuma, you know, so for them.
So, I don't know, but I also left my Salah self as captain. Salah had, was it?
He had 2 goals.
No, was it 19 points, bar?
Yeah. 2 goals and an assist.
So, I mean, I give Abba. After being good now.
For good now. Me, I think so we could put up fight at least lose 2-0 or 1-0.
This to yourself, like, see, fool. Against Liverpool. You know that bench players. You know that bench for me, my Rudiger.
You can't go in. You don't reach 8.
I swear. So, plans for next week. Do you have any plans for next week?
You just go back to my normal.
You go back to your old team.
My normal guys that gave me my points. Salah. My Diogo Jota.
I swear, Jota.
I just go back to my normal guys because I just think about the thing now is just to pick between
Liverpool and Man City.
Because those guys, they have pressure on both sides. So they must perform. Like Chelsea rested their players. You understand? Arsenal, they are off and on. Tottenham's too off
but
and
on. But they put Man City.
But see, those are the only two players
that consistent. Apart from De Bruyne and Man City, who are you going to carry?
Defense now, bro. Just go for defense.
Because Guardiola Cancelo, team like Cancelo,
Ruben Dias and
so him was in the Champions League. So now,
hey, I'm on Champions League next week.
You should rotate.
I'm on Champions League next week, so you should be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah, I also remember.
Be careful, but I think what I'll do this week is I'll remove Maddison. I want to bring in Mason Mount because I think Chelsea have a double game.
That's interesting.
Then I'll move Antonio because I watched that match. I watched the last match. Was it West Ham Burnley? I still have Antonio. West Ham Burnley. I watched the match, but Antonio vexed me.
You rather pick a Bow and Safe.
Even Bow and Safe, they're not playing anything safe. Guy.
They have this
Europa now. Yeah, Europa.
Their minds are
they want to win. Let them just win that.
They have nothing to win.
If they win the Europa League, they are going straight to the Champions League.
They have nothing again to win the Premier League now. That's nothing.
The Premier League is already gone. Because
what position saves West Ham?
They know Man United cannot come fast.
So you see, even if they finish 7th, they will go to Conference League, not the Europa. So the only way
why
out.
Would you say, I wish them luck. You are dropping below now, huh?
I wish them
luck. Are dropping below.
I don't care. I don't even want to play conference league.
Exactly. No. Let them know now qualify for any Europa.
Yeah, I want to finish. If we cannot qualify,
should have the full concentration.
Oh, Shine, it's your time.
Mine are gradually turning
half. Mine should have like what club did when he came. They were not playing in any team.
Guy, we don't have time.
They had time.
Let's just move on
and move forward. So that's why.
You have someone like Klopp? Klopp was making big moves. He outpriced Van Dijk. Outprice Mane, Salah, all of them.
But that's what I expect from the coach.
But nobody wants to come to United. Team is dead.
So that is it for our show. Thank you guys for hanging with us. It's a pleasure to have you guys. And my man J-Boy, before we let you go, I'm going to ask you a question. When did you start supporting Barca and how did you start supporting Barca?
You can't see Omo because I knew when you were spotting money. So
no. Okay, let me come clean. When I was young, right? Me and my dad.
See, I say when he was young, it's 70s.
Yeah, around 5-6 years. Uh-huh. Me and my dad were a very big football fan, a Man U fan. So, like, I loved football at that time. And that time, our viewing centers, they were paying money. So my dad always, if Man United, they are playing a game, we'll go, we'll watch Ronaldo. Like, I watched Ronaldo when he was at United. But there was this Champions League final United play with Barcelona. Then I saw Messi played. Then the love for Barcelona.
So you don't snitch to my...
came in. And then, ever since then, I was like, my club in La Liga, Barcelona. My club in Premier League, United. That was up to now.
Well, you know, Barcelona and Man U are enemies.
No, I know.
Fans are enemies.
I know that one, but I don't care, guy.
I fucking hit Barca. I hit Barca all of my heart.
And now I'm a City fan.
I've had 5 Champions League now.
And now I've switched to the right city. Manchester is blue, man.
Yeah, you hate Barcelona. Your dad will not be proud of you because
I betrayed your dad.
Move that I made to Barcelona, man. My dad, guy, he didn't like it at all, man. Because the other one became
serious, guy. Right, so that brings us there.
So when did you start liking my?
I think I've said it before, in the 2007-2008 Champions League final. It was the first football match I ever watched.
Chelsea Mali.
I saw Ronaldo stand up. Boom! One wicked header. I was like, is this possible as a human being? Is that possible? So that was my first match as a Man United fan.
Yeah, I know you started celebrating Madrid maybe 2014.
Does Ronaldo now?
Maybe 2014.
Does Ronaldo?
Yeah, Champions League.
No, the thing was 2014. Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Does Ronaldo, but
because
actually
this guy was not watching football when I was.
No, I actually supported Man U. So when Ronaldo now left, I went to Madrid. We followed him now. But then I just saw that like Madrid had a superior mentality in football. They don't just beat out in teams and they are good. So I just see when after Ronaldo left Mayu, I still stayed. I said he left Madrid, I still stayed back Madrid. So I'm just good with Madrid for now.
All right.
So you're an Ashao fan.
No, I'm not.
You're Forza.
I cannot be collecting heartbreak. All in the name of entertainment now. What for Chris
that? That is sports.
Guy, I will not do that shit.
That's football. Why do we still have Arsenal fans up to now?
They have the heart.
Well, like, why were they Liverpool fans for over how many years? 18 before,
years.
Before now. Before
18
now.
Years, bro.
Bro, are you paying me? I'm not doing that shit.
Man, so, it's loyalty.
Man, I don't care. I don't give a fuck, guy. You cannot be giving me heartbreak now, bro. I'll be crying every night because of football. Come on.
Well, one more question. What will you guys be doing this week? What are you doing this week, this coming week?
Football related or
no,
life related?
Life related.
I'm going for one wedding. I'm forced to go for one wedding. My cousin is getting married. So my mom said I don't need to go for wedding, so I'm forced to go for wedding.
She wants to care of me.
On my prayer, so I need a girl in my life. Oh God! All
right.
So
how are you,
man? Weekend is stacked. We have basically I'll be watching basketball throughout this weekend because.
Do you think basketball is better than football?
100%.
I'm not inviting you to this show.
Basketball 100 points. What the fuck?
Like, let's not even start that bit. Let's not. I beg. Time to finish.
Can you play basketball?
Time to finish.
What the fuck?
What will I be doing this?
Imagine
week?
I do allow you one rest. You're tired.
Yeah, because
like you say timeout.
Because of
timeout.
Because every second you are running in basketball.
Bro.
Basketball is not better than football, bro.
It's not better than football.
This week I'm going to watch football and then I think I shot a few.
Everybody's going to watch football now.
Okay, I'm going to be editing videos, guy. Video editor lifestyle.
Boring lifestyle. That's why he doesn't have a girlfriend up to now. Please, any lady hearing this, please. Our guy is open.
He has 40 followers now.
Yes, he has 40 followers. So he's on the hunt. He's looking for a girl. His DM is open. His DM is as dry as the desert. So you can also help us. Help our guy's ministry.
My boy riding the girl.
I'm going to edit this part. Alright, guys, it's been me, your host Victor Kwachi, hanging out. I'm signing out from here right now.
And it's your guy, your usual guy, Emmanuel, as usual.
And your boy, J-Boy. Straight up, Campu.
See you.
We're out.